Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky. Keep your head.
Keep your
to the Mishpachah. Welcome to Inspirational Wednesdays. I am the Torah, and it is definitely indeed a blessing to be with you, be before you on this great and glorious midweek hump day. Some of y'all probably hold your breath waiting for the Shabbat, can't wait for the weekend. OJ said in a song, I'm living for the weekend. Now, a lot of folks that are living for the weekend, I'm living to get into the wilderness and into the kingdom. That's what we're living for around here. We're living for the Most High. Our lives are an example before Him. And I want you to know something. Don't take it lightly that you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Don't take it lightly. If the light is hid, everyone would be in darkness. I want you to know that these demons and this world can see you when you're shining. So shine brightly for Yah. It's very, very important. Let's go before Most High in prayer. Our Abba, we thank you for this, another day that you have created and that you've made, that we can rejoice in and be glad. Without you, we can do nothing, but with you, all things are possible. We ask that you just be with us, walk with us, and cause your people to know that they are victorious in you. Lesson on this show, the title of this show is Inspirational Wednesday, and I pray, Father, that you would inspire your people to do great exploits in the name of our brother, our Messiah, long live the King, Yeshua HaMashiach. For we love you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. Thank you that you've brought us this far by faith, and that you're going to continue to carry us and be with us, walk with us, and give us what we need to persevere in the earth. I ask for victory, healing, wholeness, wealth for your people, that they might be maintained in this hour. The ones that are sold out to you, that are all in. For truly, we can do nothing without you. With you, we can do all things, as I mentioned. I love you so much this morning, Father, for what you're doing for your people that they don't even realize. I know that some things haven't manifested yet, but I pray that you give your people the ability to praise you while they're waiting, to thank you while they're waiting, just to give you all the glory that you're due. We know that we're living in the final seconds, not even the last hour. And I'm praying that my brothers and sisters, the Mishpachah, will finish strong. Be careful to give your name the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Welcome back to Inspirational Wednesday. I'm Vitor Ra, joined by with Deacon Abiram as well. Shalom, brother. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine. Excuse me. I'm doing just fine. I hope all the brothers and sisters out there are doing fine, too, and all the strangers among us. It's a glorious day that the Most High has brought us, and it's good to get to Inspirational Wednesday, or as some look at it, as Hump Day, for those still working.
Right. Hump Day. Hump Day, and I told him earlier today, everybody's singing that OJ song, I'm living for the weekend.
Yep. Exactly.
I want the people to know that they should enjoy every day of their life. And this is a day that the Most High has made, and we need to rejoice and be glad in it.
Definitely.
Yeah, how are things going down there in your part of the world over there?
Oh, things are going fine. I got up early this morning, so you know that's good. But you know, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
Yeah, it's easy to complain, but I guess we just keep pushing and we keep moving forward.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you.
You know, the whole world has become a reality TV show. And at the same time, judgment is falling upon the heathens and upon the Gentiles and the wicked. They want to say Mother Nature's cutting up. Nah, judgment is coming for these heathens. And ain't nothing they can do to stop it. Ain't nothing they can do about it. So while they're being distracted by Donald Trump, half of the United States is on fire. Hawaii waiting on a volcano. Lava's tearing up all the vacation spots. And there's just a lot happening around the world. So we thank the Father that we got divine protection.
Yeah, exactly. Not to mention all the floods and the earthquakes and the shootings and all the other stuff that's going on.
That's right. I forgot about the floods down there in Houston, Texas. The shootings seem like they're just never going to stop. It's a lot of judgment. There's a lot of things transpiring out here, but we keep our heads up. We keep our heads up and we look to the sky. You know, the scripture tells us that when we see all these things, to look up, because our redemption is drawing nigh. He's very close. But don't forget, people, he's coming back like a thief in the night. And the reason he's going to be a thief, because whenever a thief breaks in, it's either because you were asleep, you left the place unattended, or you were distracted. That's what we have to be aware of and look out for. Keep our eyes open and fret not ourselves because of evildoers. Right. We're going to get involved today into the scriptures of some of the things that we left off with Enoch, the 10th chapter. We're going to get into that and talk about. We've been doing a series for the last couple of weeks. Boy, it's been tough, but ain't nobody running, nobody cowering away, and ain't nobody scared of Satan. He's most scared of us and the abilities that we have. I think the problem is that we don't realize who we are in Yah. And we're not exercising that and putting that forth. We're not walking in our authority. We're not walking in our strength. We're not casting down imaginations. We need to take control of the things that he's trying to do to us, because greater is that's inside of us than anything that's in the world. All these external exploits to try and attack us means nothing. Be strong in Yah. Just stand. Be strong in Yah, people. That's what I want to say to you. Be strong in Yah. And let Hashatan know you're not happy. Fall down, dust yourself off. Get back up and try it again.
That's our protection. Yeah, so we have to be strong. That's our protection.
Yeah, and we are covered. We are covered. People keep forgetting about the story of Job, how he had a hedge around him. It's not just Job. That's you, Mishpachah. That's you as well. You've got a hedge of protection around you. Most High is like the Most High, the elders, the dead saints. They're rooting for you. They can't see what's happening here on the earth, but they know what they left behind. They're pulling for you. You know, the story is told in the book of Matthew, book of Luke, about the man who goes into hell and asks someone to dip their finger in some water and bring it to him because he thirsts, and also says that he said, can you go back and warn my brother and sister that this is real? Once you're dead, it's too late. After death comes a judgment. Ain't no reincarnation. You're not coming back here like these camps are teaching. That don't happen. He's not recycling your soul. He's not doing that. But the fact of the matter
is, you're not reincarnated David?
If that was the case, you probably
put all that.
Yeah, picking who you want to come back as and all that stuff. And, you know, a lot of these heathens think they come back as animals, especially over in India. They believe that big time, which is why they won't eat. They starving over there and got cows running around mooing because they think that's Uncle Bobby.
don't
kill Uncle Bobby. That's Uncle Bobby, that cow right there. We can't eat him. And got monkeys running around. They think everybody's coming back as animals. This is some foolishness. Satan be playing people.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's playing people for a fool, and they're acting like fools with that kind of foolishness. After death comes the judgment. So what you do right now while you're breathing, while you're alive, it counts. And only what you do for the Most High is going to last. That's it. So we're putting in this work for him. All right, so if you join him with us, I'm sorry, you want to say something?
No, you're exactly right. We are putting in this work for him. You know, we're not doing it to be seen a man, because, like I said, you know, we're not looking to get our reward here on earth by men. That's why we're trying to, you know, build up those riches in heaven.
And I can understand why people feel that way, because the entire church organizations, all the church organizations, preach your best life now, your blessings now. Breakthroughs.
Prosperity preaching.
Right. It's the premise of Satan. That's what they're preaching. And I was listening to a brother talking. He was saying something how the faith based initiative kicked off in the 2000s as another means to destroy our community. And what happened was the government started becoming complicit with the church in giving them money to keep them silent and to preach what they want them to preach. And any there's even a meeting that they have. If you have a church, if you have more than 500 members, you are invited to Washington, D.C. to participate in a meeting with pastors of what they need to do in case of an emergency, what they need to preach and teach. The government is actually keeping control. There's nobody with a mega church that's not connected to CIA, FBI, being examined and being watched as to what they're preaching. And the only reason these large churches are in existence is because they're not preaching anything that's a threat to the Gentiles, to the heathen, or to Satan. So they'll let them exist as long as they're preaching a watered-down gospel that talks about money, the premise of Satan. So they want to make sure that these false churches are preaching a satanic message and not waking up people and telling the truth. If T.D. Jakes woke up tomorrow and started saying, "We the Hebrews, this has all been a lie, you've been preached lies, Deuteronomy 28 and Psalms 83, they'd kill him. He'd be dead.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing is that money that they're taking in, how much is going to the widows and the orphans? I mean, you know, I see the them pastors like Joel Osteen, T.J.'s got them the mansions and jets and all this other kind of stuff. Where's the money going to the poor and the widows and the orphans? Because normally when members ask about, you know, getting some money from them, all of a sudden they don't have the money to give them to them, and only can give them part of it. But it's funny you mentioned about the pastors, you know, being invited there, because I remember back in the 90s, my pastor, I was going to evangelical church, and that's where they went to Washington. This is during the election. This is during the election of the first George Bush. And you know, that's what they was up in Washington. They was in one of the limos they had that the politicians provided for them. So yeah, I mean, I heard about that firsthand.
You're absolutely correct. That was around the time when it happened with George Bush Sr. back in 2000 and his 1,000 points of light and all that bullcrap. But you're absolutely right, because they are locked in to the I forgot what it's called. There's a plan. The emergency plan, when Jacob's trouble hits, when martial law hits, the churches and pastors have been given instructions on what to do. Don't forget, in Jacob, the scripture tells us about Jacob's trouble. And part of it says that when they deliver you up for death and when they deliver you up into the synagogues, nobody's paying attention to the part that it says you're going to be delivered up into the synagogues. What does that mean? A lot of these people will be sent to these large mega churches that will be prepping stations for the internment camps. And the preachers are going to preach Romans the 13th chapter and tell you that you must obey the government. This is where you'll be safe. Come to the church. We will bus you over here. We're going to take you over here. And people are going to run to their church for protection when they're actually going to be escorting them into the internment camps and to be beheaded and everything else.
Isn't that the script they used to use our own Bible against us during the slavery time? Tell us you have to obey your master. I mean, it's right here in the book.
Right. Let me see if I can find that scripture before we go into Enoch 10, where it says, "And they shall deliver you up into the synagogues," because everybody skipped right over that. It's telling you that they're going to deliver you unto these large churches because these places have been prepared to deal with you.
Yeah, but you know what? In every organization, every business, government, they have an emergency plan. I mean, at my work there, we had an emergency plan. Everyone's got an emergency plan, and that's the government's emergency plan of what they're going to do with you.
Right. Right. Let's see. It says in Mark 13:9, "But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for testimony against them." But nobody paused on the fact that it says you will be delivered unto the synagogues and you shall be beaten in the synagogues. These are the temples in these large churches. You know the church is nothing but a pagan institution anyway. You got this steeple that represents Hashatan. It's loaded with idols, idol worship, and it's the daughter of Babylon, the Catholic Church. These churches are going to be used to bring destruction to the people. It also said the same thing in Matthew 10:17. In Matthew 10:17, it reads, yeah. But beware of sin, for they will deliver you up to councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Nobody paid attention to that.
No, I was going to give you that precept, but yeah, you're right. Matthew 10:17.
That's why some of these preachers are wicked. The majority of your pastors are Freemasons. They worship Satan. They don't even believe in Yah. They believe Hashatan is Yah. So, go ahead.
They're part of master plan, you know, so that they're getting their riches here on Earth. Just look at the riches that they've built up, and they're part of that master plan. They are the control, and particularly these black preachers to control the Hebrews and to mislead them.
Absolutely. To mislead and to guide. Like when we have major crisis, I don't know if anybody remembers New Orleans when the levees broke. One of the first things they did was they called all the preachers down there to rally the people together as they were trying to kill and destroy the people. And they threw T.D. Snakes on TV to tell him to calm the people down. They already realized that Al Sharpton and Jesse Catfish Jackson, they realized that there's nothing much that these guys can do anymore. They don't have any weight amongst the people. So they try to calm the people down, tell the people where to go, what to do. So we've got to be very leery and aware of these preachers that are sitting up here asking for money to buy jets and do all these things. They are complicit with the government that means to do harm to our people.
Exactly, because last time in Ferguson, Jesse Jackson showed up and they ran him away.
They didn't realize
who he is.
Right. Yeah, he's been exposed as being a part of the death of Martin Luther King, everything. If I was him, I'd go into hiding. Because
exactly.
I don't think his end is going to be very good. You see what they did to Bill Cosby? They're actually trying to get Bill Cosby to have a stroke and a heart attack as they break him down. Yeah. They want to see him rot in jail because that's what they promised him.
Remember that you spoke about the floods and New Orleans and everything. You know the guy, I think New Orleans was at Houston. What do you know that devil that they did that movie about is him being a hero, the sniper. They did a movie on about him being a sniper and whatnot. This guy claims that they had him shooting supposed looters of Hebrews, during that time, that they're saying, well, we don't believe that, but you never know. Like I said, he claims that that's what he was doing, and to me, that guy is the devil. Because how can you have a job where your job is just to kill people?
Wow,
but that was his job, just to go out and kill people. And to me, he went back three times to do that. So this guy's nothing but the devil. But he said that during those catastrophes, they had him shooting supposed looters, people going in to try and feed their family because they got nothing.
Mm.
And they called the guy a hero.
Wow.
But that's just it. The blessings of Esau is a sword. So they would call someone who's doing a lot of killing a hero.
That's how twisted this world is. That's how corrupt this world is.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get back into what we've been talking about with the exposing of these demons. And I tell you, since we've gotten into this series, they've been manifesting themselves. But fear not, people. We have the Ruach HaKadosh and protecting, guarding angels that help us to navigate through this rough terrain, this spiritual terrain. And once again, I'll tell you in a heartbeat, they will protect you, keep you, cover you, and you have the ability to cast these demons out. And some of these kind only come out but by prayer and fasting. So we have to use the tools that we have available to us to deal with these demons. And I have to always remind people this. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You see the person, but you're not seeing what's behind the person, what's motivating the person, what's whispering in the person's ear. This is what we need to be mindful of. Rebuke the demon that speaks to people, and you need to watch out for people who are available to HaShatan, Satan, and his five-point plan out of Isaiah 14, because there are people that are straddling the fence, or they are lukewarm, or they have an agenda. They are available to be used by Satan to thwart you, to thwart your ministry. So we have to watch who we sojourn with. The Bible said, know them that labor amongst you, that work with you. Know who they are. Ask the tough questions. Find out what's going on. The reason why is because we know that demons are the disembodied spirits of the children of the watchers, the fallen angels that slept with women that nobody wants to believe. And that's one of the primary reasons they want to throw the book of Enoch out of the Bible. When you have Yeshua confirming the book of Enoch and speaking on it, you have his brother Jude and John and James and them all confirming Enoch and validating it. But Jude is the most famous, infamous for speaking and quoting the majority of the book of Enoch. That tells us that Christ is going to return with 10,000 of his angels to do battle. And so don't let anyone tell you that Enoch is not an inspired book. As you were telling me the other day, Deacon Abraham, you found out that Enoch wrote over 300 books. And if you read the other books of Enoch, you find that a man who kept going up into the heavens, like Paul, we know Paul went into the third heaven. You think he's the only one that did that? No, Enoch did. Enoch walked with the Most High until he just raptured him and said, come on home. I don't even want you to die. The things he saw in the heavens, he wrote over 300 books. And you want to throw out the one that gives you information about what's happening in our earth today and what the demons and what the devil is doing, and you want to, like, throw it out? This is Satan's trick, is to get you to throw this book out because he doesn't want his demons and his children exposed. So listen to this. I'm going to tell people about Enoch, the 15th chapter we covered 2 weeks ago, so they can understand how the disembodied spirits of these children of the watchers, how they operate, and they are the evil spirits in the world. If you look at chapter 15, verse 9 of Enoch, it says, evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies. Because they are born from men and from the holy watchers is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. Verse 10 of Enoch 15. As for the spirits of heaven in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth which were born upon the earth, on the earth shall be their dwelling. Verse 11. And the spirits of the giants, here's what they do. They afflict. That's where you get your sicknesses. They oppress. That's where you get your suicidal people. They destroy. They attack. They lunge out. They do battle. They work destruction on the earth and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless they're hungry and they thirst. They cause offenses, keep us fighting at each other's throat, and these spirits shall rise up against the children of men on this earth and against the women, because they have proceeded from the women. The fallen angels slept with the women. Today we'll talk about those fallen angels, who they are, that took an oath to go sleep with the women and leave their first estate. They actually, I'm going to tell you something, when you go to the movies and you see the Paramount symbol, that is actually a symbol of the watchers that came from Mount Hermon. That is that Paramount logo, and that opening is actually showing you
those stars are representative. They're saying so much. This is why I tell people all the time that the heathen and the Gentiles know more than you know about what's happening spiritually and who you are. They're praying to keep you in the dark and paying these pastors to keep you in the dark and hope that you never wake up and know the truth. They were up. They came from Mount Hermon. They made an oath amongst themselves that the beautiful women of Israel were so beautiful they wanted to sleep with them. And guess what? They didn't just sleep with the women. They began to have sex with animals and everything. They became lascivious, wicked, and wretched. They had to be cast down, and they're locked down underneath the earth, underneath a lot of these pyramids as well. Michael was told to put shackles on them until the day of judgment, where they will be thrown in the lake of fire, the torment that was originally made for the fallen angels and their children and all these demons. But now hell has enlarged itself because of men. Man has begun to worship Satan and follow after Satan, so he's going to hell with Satan, straight into the lake with the snake is where they're going. Scripture says hell enlarges itself daily. You hear that, Brother D? Daily is getting large because why? People are turning their back on Yah and making reservations to go to hell. Making reservations. I mean, about him. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know how it is. People are just, you look at this world, the way things are between the fornication, the homosexuality, everything else that's going on out there. You read the Bible, this is what it said would happen. It would be lovers of themselves, lovers of men. Like I said, it's an outline of how it would be in these last days. That's how you would know them.
And some people are committing sins that there is no coming back from. You know, people are being turned over into reprobates. And so, yeah, they're being thrown into hell. Let me find the scripture. Real quick that I just mentioned, I have to get in the practice of doing that because these scriptures will pop up in my head and because I know I've heard them and spoke them, but not give you the address of where they're found. So let me get that scripture about how hell enlarges itself daily.
And we know it enlarges itself daily because there's so many people, you know, they want this life. They want to live in the flesh. So, you know, it's just enlarging, and just like I said, that the lake of fire was not meant for man,
right?
But you know, misery loves company, and the devil is just you know, making sure he's going to have as much company in there as possible.
That's right. So Isaiah 5:14. Says that therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled, but the Most High shall be exalted. Let me see what I should go to Isaiah 5:13, because 14 speaks definitely about it enlarges itself. Let me see what that scripture says that precedes it. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are tarnished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, because of what happened at 13, therefore hell hath enlarged herself. It's growing so that it can take in the fallen people, including the 2/3 of Israel that aren't going into the kingdom. Only a third will make it. So, you brothers and sisters, we were born and shapen in iniquity. We have a responsibility to cancel our reservation to hell. Yeah, you have a reservation. You were born and shapen in iniquity. And either your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life or it's erased out of it, and you have a new reservation to go straight to the lake with the snake. So we have to be mindful of this warfare that we are involved in. We have to be mindful.
Oh, definitely, because if we don't, we'll be caught unawares. And like I said, you know how quick how easy it is to pull you into you know, going astray from these commandments. You know, you hear you talking to somebody, and all of a sudden they start doing some tail-bearing, and you're right in there with them. So we have to be ever vigilant.
Definitely. All right, let's go into Enoch, the 10th chapter. You got that?
Okay, Enoch, the 10th chapter. Now, I'm gonna be reading this from the Sefer Bible.
Okay, I'm not sure if that reads different, but go ahead.
It might read a little different. Okay, let me get to it here. Enoch. Come on, you were yet. Oh, there he is. 10th chapter. Okay, start at verse 1. Then Elyon, the great and holy one, spoke. Is that what you're showing?
No.
Enoch chapter 10.
Yeah, but it starts different.
Okay, you know what? Hold on. Let me. I got another version here. Book of Enoch. Here we go. Okay, we want chapter 10. Starting at verse 1?
Yes.
Okay. Then the Most High, the Great and the Holy One, spoke and sent I'm telling you, these words are hard.
Okay.
I guess it's Arsayalarir to the son of Lamech.
It should be Uriel. It says that the Most High, the Holy and Great One, spake.
Well, you said Enoch chapter 10.
Yes, correct.
Huh.
I think ours is reading different, so I'm going to read it out of the one that I have. I'll go ahead and read it.
Okay, all right.
It says Uriel, and that's one of the archangels, and to the son of Lamech, and said to him, he's talking to Enoch, and he said, go to Noah and tell him in my name, hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth and will destroy all that is on it. So we know right there that's talking about the flood. And he was talking to Noah to prepare. So I'm going to verse number 3. And now instruct him that he may escape and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. Verse 4. And again, the Most High said to Raphael, another one of the archangels. This is what I was talking about earlier. He said he sent Raphael to go bind Azazel hand and foot. Azazel was one of the watchers and is one of the demons. We're going to talk about who these demons are. But they couldn't handle Michael, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel. You know the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They try to be funny in Hollywood and name all those Mutant Ninja Turtles after the archangels that are the host of heavens that control these luminaries and everything. Hollywood's got a lot of jokes, boy, I tell you.
They put it right in our face. You know, they put that right in our face.
They sure do. And this is why they want you to disbelieve in the book of Enoch, because there's so much information. Look at this right here. He told Raphael in verse 4, bind Azazel hand and foot and cast him into darkness. Look, and they tell you where he's at. And make an opening in the desert, which is in Dudael, and cast him therein. These scribes have found out where Dudael is because they're trying to communicate with Azazel, and they're trying to get him unearthed and unshackled and release him on the earth. Revelations does tell us that there will be a bottomless pit opened and some spirits will be released, and this world is trying to assist them with their CERN machines. They believe that the CERN machine is the key that's going to open up the bottomless pit so that they can see the destruction they want to see upon this earth and release their brothers and their gods out into the atmosphere so that they can reign and rule again.
Yeah, they're working their iniquity. I mean, they're trying hard to free those fallen angels, those watchers. But you know, the only way they would do that is if it was the Most High wanting them to do it.
Right. Verse 5 said, once you take him to this location, Dudael, you can go to Wikipedia and do some research to find out where this location is, because this is why they keep going to those pyramids and the great statues of Gehazi. It says, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks and cover him with darkness and let him abide there forever and cover his face may not see light. One of the chief fallen angels is in shackles waiting until the day of judgment to go into the lake of fire. Verse 8 is going to go into that. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire and heal the earth, which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth that they may heal the plague. So the earth had to be cleansed by the flood after these angels were locked up because they brought corruption. Look at verse, that was actually verse 6. Let me go into verse 7. And that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. Their sons are the demons I've read to you about in Enoch 15. Verse 8. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. Azazel taught corruption, taught the people to break Yah's commandments, and desecrated the earth. Verse 9. To Gabriel said the Most High, proceed against the bastards. Listen closely. This is who they were getting ready to destroy. This is why you don't have children out of wedlock. That's against the Most High's will.
Exactly.
He said, He said to Gabriel, proceed against the bastards, the reprobates, and against the children of fornication. The Most High sent angels against all of the children that were birthed by the fallen angels and these women of Israel. But not just them. He sent the flood because everybody was just sleeping with each other. There was all kind of stray kids running around here that were bastards, and they were the offspring of fornication, just dropping seeds, just dropping seeds. Ty doesn't honor that or condone that. There's things I want to point out. I want to point that out, and I also want to point out that the earth needed to be cleansed and healed. And when he said that the watchers taught secret things to destroy the earth, when we start to uncover these secret things, I want you to take them serious, because most people don't take them serious. Like, for one, the fallen angels taught women how to wear makeup. And today women fight because they want to believe that it's okay to wear things that entice and seduce men to be attracted to you and think of sex. You know, you don't need this makeup on to enhance yourself, because he made you naturally beautiful. He never did teach that. That came from the fallen angels, which is why you see so many Revlon, Maybelline, CoverGirl commercials, and the women are half naked. It's an art of seduction.
Well, you know, they might as well just go out and buy buy a mask to put on, because a lot of those, they show those pictures of the so-called Hollywood starlet before and after the makeup. They're totally different people. I mean, you know, right. you're not getting what you think you're getting. You know, and it's a masquerade, and you find out when they pull off the mask.
Absolutely. And who's also notorious for wearing makeup? Men in drag trying to deceive men and look like a woman.
Yeah.
That's the whole of makeup. So if you want to wear makeup, go join the circus. They need clowns.
Exactly.
And that's where I stand. I endorse this message. I approve of it 100%. I'm not with it. I am not with it. It just looks ridiculous. And now they got green makeup, purple makeup, high blue neon makeup. What the hell? What the hell?
Yeah. Well, you know, people are pushing the limits. You know, who can be the most wicked? Who can do the most outrageous things?
Right.
instead of using that energy and that time to get caught up on the word here and to follow those laws, tests, and commandments, that's what they're using their energy toward, to get into this world and to further their desire for lust in the flesh.
Right. Let's see. Verse 9 says, "And to Gabriel saith the Most High, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication and the children of the watchers." Look, the children of fornication and the children of the watchers. See, there is a clarification. Because men were so desecrated during this time before the flood that everybody was just having sex and just babies being birthed. Wasn't no birth control then. And the Most High wanted all those children destroyed as well because they were the offspring of fornication. They were bastards.
Most High is against it. They were such an abomination to the Most High. He wanted the watchers to watch their children kill each other.
Right, right. That's what happened with the children of the watchers. They became the giants, and they made a movie. Hollywood made another movie about that. Where I forgot what it was called, but the giants were sent. Enoch, the 15th chapter, tells us that the giants were the giants killed each other. The Most High set it up to where they began to fight and destroy one another. And we hear of that pretty often in the Word in 2 Chronicles 20 and 22, when we got ready to go into battle against Amnon, Seir, and Taman. All we did was blow the shofars. And once we began to praise and worship the Most High and blow the shofars, all three of those camps and those nations began to fight each other, and they destroyed each other. That's the same thing he did with these giants, causing the growth.
Yeah, you know, when they came back with that evil report after he sent them in to scout out Canaan and see, you know, before the Most High sent them in there, and they come back, "Oh, there's giants. We can't do anything there." And they've got the Most High. The Most High brought them there. He's going to go before them. What are you afraid of?
Right.
And that's why.
Right.
That's why Caleb and Joshua was the only ones allowed to go into the Holy Land, because they brought back a good report. And that good report is having the faith in the Most High that He will deliver you.
Let that be an encouragement to some of y'all, what Deacon Abiram is saying, that we can't do like the other guys, the other 10 that saw the giants and got scared. Let that be of encouragement to you today, that don't look at the things that you can see with your eyes and be afraid. Look at it and know that you'll be triumphant through Yah. There's all things are possible. No weapon formed against us can prosper. So be like Joshua and Caleb and be like, "Oh, man, we got this. We got this."
Exactly. Call on the Most High first thing. I mean, like I said, there might be some terrible images you see, some frightening things as they try to, continue this kingdom here, you know. And then our thing is just to be strong and then call on the Most High, because He said He'd be there for us, and just believe in that.
That's right. The rest of verse 9 actually goes into what I was saying. I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. It says that the children of the watchers, destroy the children of fornication and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth. Send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle. For length of days shall they not have. So he sent them against.
I'm sorry, Bevy, what verse was that?
That's verse 9, the bottom of verse 9. Chapter 10, verse 9 of the book of Enoch, he sent the giants to destroy one another. He said, let them just destroy one another. And that's something that you should just take hold of. Sometimes all we have to do is sit back and watch these clowns who mean no good destroy one another. Verse 10.
Let me see if I'm on the same page with you, the same version. Let me look at 10, see if this, verse 10. And no request that they... the watchers make of these shall be granted unto their fathers, or the be on behalf of, or on their behalf. They hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500. Am I reading? Is that what you're seeing, Brother B?
That's correct. Go ahead. Keep going. That's it.
Okay.
You're on point now.
Okay. And to live 500 years. Verse 11. And the Most High said unto Michael, and Semyaza and his associates, who have united themselves with woman so as to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanliness. See, right here it says that, you know, when you do fornicate, you bind yourself, or you combine yourself, or you unite with them when you do that. Wow. So, you know, there is a, you know, it's just not like you're having sex and, you know, that's just that. No, you are combining with them.
Yeah, I'm glad you're saying that. Here's one of my supporting scriptures for the brother that wants to have a conversation with me that doesn't believe soul ties is biblical. He thought the church just taught that. No, when you lay with other people, you potentially pick up their demons, their spirits, and you tie your souls, which is what causes confusion, which is why the Most High warns against laying with harlots. So this is a
very supportive. That's why he's saying, because he knows that they've been exposed to lots of demons, and we're supposed to, just like we don't mess around with Ouija boards, we don't go to palm readings. This is the same thing with this. You're supposed to look at this the same way.
Right. Semyaza, by the way, is another one of the watchers. Let me give a breakdown real quick. Hold that verse right there. Let me tell the people who Semyaza is, because I brought this out a few weeks ago. Semyaza's two sons in the Midrash. There's a book called the Midrash Testament of Azazel and Semyaza, those two watchers that fell, and it tells you the names of their sons. And the names of Semyaza's sons was Haya and Ahaya. And you got a camp by the name of GOCC going around telling you that the name of the Most High is Ahaya, when actually that is the name of the two sons of the fallen angels that had a dream they would be destroyed. So be careful about these people teaching you this mess. Azazel imparted to humans his knowledge of metal and cosmetics. Azazel was responsible for the makeup. He taught cosmetics to the women, and the working of metal and iron, and how to make weapons. I'm not going to go into all these, just the ones that we read out of 10, because I got some background on all these fallen demons and the things that they brought to the women and what they taught them. But let me get Semyaza real quick, since you're right there, then you can keep reading. Let's see. Well, while I'm looking for it, you go ahead. I'll let you go ahead and continue reading.
Okay. All right. Verse 12, and when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved one, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, till the day of their judgment and of the consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated.
Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, because these angels brought, they're responsible for bringing all this torment and stuff on the earth.
Yes, you're right. Now, this stuff was meant to be brought to man. You know, the watchers were supposed to be watching man, supposed to be watching us. You know, they're the watchers. They were supposed to be up there. That's what they're supposed to be doing, protecting us, watching over us. But, you know, they decided to go on a different route.
Right. Okay, let's continue. Verse 13.
Okay, verse 13. In those days, they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations. Verse 15. And destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end, and let the plant of righteousness and truth appear. I don't want to read that. It shall be planted in, let the truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The words of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forever. Verse 17. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children, and all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. mean, that's what the Most High meant before all of this, before the watchers brought this wickedness to the world. The man was supposed to live in peace. We weren't supposed to have all these wars and all these other stuff here. That was stuff that the Most High never meant for man.
That's right. 18. And so they beget thousands of children, and in all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. And we've never, no man has ever lived a whole day, because 1,000 years is as one day. And you notice every man in the scriptures fell short of a full day. I think Adam made it 900 or something like that.
I think Methuselah made it the longest, I believe.
Right. Right.
So, and it was 900 and some days or whatnot. It was short of 1,000. And that's what, you know, when people were reading Genesis, they said, wait a minute, the Most High said they would die that day, but they didn't die. But, you know, you need to read the scriptures and realize what a day means to the Most High. That's 1,000 years. Verse 18, and then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall be planted with trees and be full of blessing. 19, and all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it, and the vine which they plant therein shall yield wine in abundance. And as for all the seed which is sown therein, each measure shall bear 1,000, and each measure of olives shall yield 10 presses of oil. I'm sorry. Verse 20.
What you're reading is that we have segued into the millennial reign. We have segued into the 1,000 years where we'll be at peace. See, so there's a transition that takes place in this chapter as well.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So go ahead.
I'll see where we're at, Matt. Verse 20. And cleanse thou the earth from all oppression and from all unrighteousness and from all sin and from all godliness, for all godlessness and all the uncleanness that is wrought upon earth, destroyed from off the earth. See, that's the type of earth the Most High wants. You know, that's
right.
What we were supposed to have. We were supposed to have a peaceful earth. 21, and all the children of the men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration and shall praise the Most High, and all shall worship him, and the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement, and from all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment, and I will never again send upon them that generation to generation. I will never again send upon it from generation to generation and forever.
He's going to get rid of all of the uncleanness and that the sin and destruction and death from off the earth that was wrought by the watchers leaving their first estate and sleeping with women and defiling the earth. There's a time of peace that's coming on the earth. People ask you why buildings like 9/11, airplane crashes, mass murder, because of the demons, the fallen angels, Hashatan. And people choose to unite with them and be with them. Let's not forget these women chose to sleep with these watchers, okay? And they chose to learn this thing. They adored these great men of renown. They were just just taken back by them when they came down onto the earth. And there you go.
Yeah, you know, and you're just looking at that whole thing, that these angels, it just shows you that the pull and the lure of the flesh and of lust, fornication, these are spiritual beings. These are spiritual beings. And, you know, and they were tempted by that and couldn't overcome it.
Right. And Satan is still using that today. Which lust, where people want to lust after Beyonce, lust after Kardashian, lust after, who's some of these men, these women lust after? They see The Rock.
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Some people that are anointed to be like that. I have told, Satan has anointed some women to have a body out of this world that will make a man drop his mouth wide open. She don't never get fat, eat all the food she wants.
She belonged to Satan, and she's a whore on the inside. That thing that you're trying to get inside of, it got all kind of disease and demons and spirits, and she brings them all down. Kim Kardashian has caused many men to fall and to be destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
There's another girl out there, Erica Badu. Every time a man lays with her, his mind and soul is destroyed. He starts running around here with flowers in his mouth and sandals on and don't know where the hell he come from. This stuff is
weird. Just look at what happened. Look at what happened with Lamar Odom with Chloe. I mean, you could tell that brother's messed up in the head. Getting together with those wicked women who have all those demons on you, and then those demons have access to them. They've opened a portal by getting with them women to those demons.
And now we see that this all started in the Garden of Eden, and it started with these watchers. We just see this time after time, and this is how Hashatan operates. And it was never meant to be, but it's happening in the earth now. And the Most High wants us to cry out loud against it because there's a cleansing process. There's a purge going on. And we purging these damn demons off the face of the earth. That's our job, is to cry out loud, spare not, so that we can get to the last portion of this chapter that you're reading about, where we can get back to the peace that he ordained and decreed for us. But we can't accept sin. We have to choose Yah, choose his commandments, choose his ways. So, you know, don't give in to lust, brothers and sisters. That has caused the fall of man. Don't let lust overtake you. It's out here. He got these Negroes taking steroids, getting yoked, getting buffed to try to get a certain look so they can get you to lust in your mind. He is anointed by Satan. Same thing with the women. Fake breasts, fake butt, fake lips, fake skin, fake eyes, fake soul. Stop being enamored by lust and physicality and what you can see, because it is all the wiles of Satan, the trick of Hashatan. Cast down this stuff. We see how this started the fall of man and desecrated the whole earth. Got giants, got Nephilim amongst us, and got demon spirits who are the disembodied spirits of the children of these demons that can't go to hell and can't go to heaven. They just wander around here looking for people to possess. And when they possess people, these people become people that try to take down the saints. Take down the saints. It's that woman that you like, are you looking at me? She's like, yeah, I'm looking at you, Big Daddy. I want you. Yeah, she want to destroy you because you're a child of Israel. You're a child of the Most High.
Think about them, trying to take down the saints. You look at Beyonce and Snoop Dogg, okay? They didn't got the people out there that, you know, aren't into the truth. They've got those people now, you know, they're trying to talk about they're doing gospel. They're in church. They got people, worshiping Beyonce or whatnot in the church or whatnot. So they're coming after, you know, if you are trying to, worship and read, you know, they're coming, like you said, they're coming after the saints.
Yep.
And those
exactly.
People are gonna who are susceptible to that, like I said, it just isn't going to be something that's going to bear good fruit.
You know, in the book of Isaiah, it said that before the daughters of Israel fell up under the curses, they used to have a stomacher. They used to have a natural girdle given to them from the Most High to keep a certain figure. A part of the curses is also the stench that comes from the time of their, it used to be called their flowers when they had a period. So it didn't even stink for the curses. But I'm talking about the stomacher because he had sculpted and built you to such a way that the angels, when they saw the children, the women of Israel, they were like, oh man, we going, what you say, Azazel? What you think? Y'all want to go down there and get with that? These girls look good.
Exactly.
And y'all was off the chain before the curses. You didn't have to worry about getting fat and having the numbers 5 curse where you got your stomach and your legs and your thighs rotten. You didn't look like that. And you were tempting even to the angels, but he had to put that curse on you. He had to rebuke you for the tinkering about and putting on the makeup. He had to bring all that down and take that away from you. But know that Satan tries to imitate what the Most High did and promised this to women. And he's doing it with man, and it's called plastic surgery. Did you know, Brother D, men are going to get plastic surgery to make their stomach have abs, and they also have a plastic surgery that can give you biceps permanently where you don't have to work out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. And what is this all for? This is all for lust. It's all for lust. And the whole world is trying to stay young. They want to look young, be perceived as being young. And you got folks 60, 70 years old looking like a damn mannequin from all this damn plastic surgery. It's ridiculous what Satan has done to the earth. We are purging. We are purging these things.
Everything is out of order.
Yes.
You know, everything is out of, you know, and that's what the, that's what Hashatan is doing. He wants to, you know, he wants things out of order. He, you know, because he thinks he's, what do you call it? He wants to replace the Most High. And, you know, and you're talking about the how beautiful the daughters of Zion looked and everything. You look what the Most High did to their hair, Isaiah 3:17. Therefore, the Most High will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Most High will discover their secret parts. I mean, you know, the hair was so beautiful back then, even is now, but still now it was really beautiful back then. But the Most High, because of their haughtiness and their, you know, and their pride or whatnot, the Most High did that.
So, you know, what you just said, discovered their secret parts. Their hair was so long that it covered their breasts and their private parts between their legs. That's how long their hair was.
Yes.
They didn't go around here cutting their hair like some women I know do.
Exactly. It's funny you see that. You see some of these women, they cut their hair so short, you know, you have to look twice. I was visiting a friend of mine. There was a person sitting there at this table reading the paper, and at first I thought it was a guy, but I got closer. I think that's a woman, and it was a woman, but it was an old lady. She had her hair cut so short, though. I mean, a lot of them out there, you know, cause especially for those that, you know, they don't like the order that the Most High has put here. They want to be the man. They want to be in charge.
Right, yeah. Some of you women better stop cutting your hair. That's why these bull daggers and dykes is hitting on you when you walk down the street.
Yeah. My grandma's used to always say, "You say your hair is your crown and glory."
There you go.
But you know, we know why things are the way they are right now. We just, you know, walking through these curses, we just got to realize what we need to do to get right with the Most High.
Right. I got some other stuff here that I was going to go into. There's a lot of people that don't know about Lilith, because Lilith is spoken of in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. Lilith was proclaimed to be, from various books, including the Apocrypha, the original wife of Adam. But she was made from the dirt and the dust and considered herself equal. And so she fled because she didn't want to be touched by Adam or be subjugated by Adam. I'm not going to go into that today. Maybe for another time I can get into that. I want to break down some of the other demons. But no, that is not folklore. It's not a fable. You heard of Lilith Fair. That's a concert that they used to have, and which was mostly endorsed by a dyke, women. It's amazing how this world knows about these things, and we don't know, and we won't listen to it. Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lilith offered the fruit of knowledge to Eve, tried to seduce her. She's also known as the one in Isaiah to be responsible for crib death, killing babies the first 8 days of their life. I'm going to let you all do your research on that. I just wanted to get into it about Azazel, Semyaza, and some of the other watchers today as we close out this series of dealing with these demons. Go back into the archives here at Blog Talk and listen to the last two Shabbats, where we broke down some things. And last week we decided to get into spiritual warfare and just show you how to bind them and to deal with them
and to be aware of what's transpiring. A lot of you Hebrews waking up, getting fringes, growing beards, buying beards, doing all kind of stuff, getting head wraps, but you don't have no salvation, no Ruach, no Holy Spirit, haven't been baptized, and don't have the power over these demons. You have a form of godliness, and you deny the power thereof. It's just like these other camps that deny the power of the Most High to cause a virgin to conceive. You have to relegate it back to man having sex and trembling in lust and say, that's how my Savior came here on the earth. Y'all some silly Negroes. That is not what transpired. It's because you have a form of godliness and you deny the power of Yah. You don't have Yah, Yahliness. You don't have it inside you. What you do, you're playing church. You're doing just like the church does. You are only conspiring to further religiosity, a camp, a look, a doctrine. But you better realize we're in the midst of spiritual warfare, and you are not going to make it in these final seconds on the earth until you realize that we're wrestling against spirits and principalities. And they are increasing and trying to attack and kill the saints because they don't want you to finish well. But we will finish well. We have watchmen on the wall, and we will warn you, and you got to do the rest. Fast and pray, because the scripture says that these kind come out only through fasting and praying. And that's all I want to say for the day. You got any final comments?
No final comments other than follow those laws, statutes, and commandments. And, you know, may the Most High protect you.
Yes, sir. Be strong in the our Elohim and the power of his might. And get through this hump day, because we're going to win in the end. That's how it goes down. All right, shalom, brother, and shalom, family.
Shalom.
Keep your head to the sky.